From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a military offensive aimed at dislodging Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. The U.S.-backed effort is the latest phase in a four-month-long operation to retake the country's second-largest city. Iraqi forces have already retaken several villages and are aiming for an airport. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told reporters traveling with him Sunday that he will decide soon whether to recommend an increase in the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
We're putting our thoughts together now. The president has been rightly reticent on it because he's waiting for my assessment and the assessment from the intelligence community, and he's open to my advice on it. But first of all, I've got to formulate where I stand.
Secretary Mattis said he spoke for several hours Sunday via video conference with General John Nicholson, the top U.S. military official in Afghanistan. Somali officials say at least 30 people were killed, dozens wounded, when a car bomb exploded Sunday in a market in the capital Mogadishu. The blast ripped through a market in Kawo Gode in Wadajir district Sunday afternoon. No one claimed responsibility, but officials are blaming al-Shabaab militants. Ecuadorians voted in a presidential election Sunday. They're set to decide whether to continue with their socialist administration or switch to a conservative government. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A unification ministry spokesman made the remarks Sunday in a briefing. Earlier, Malaysian police said they are looking for four North Korean suspects who they say have left the country. This is VOA News.